AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Baseball's biggest star is denying any wrongdoing in a sports betting scandal involving his former interpreter. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has a story.
Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on sports, and interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole money from him and told lies. Ohtani spoke through a team interpreter.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Ohtani held a news conference at Dodger Stadium 5 days after Mizuhara was fired by the Dodgers following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and debts well over $1 million. He did not take questions from reporters.
The NBA has opened up an investigation into Toronto Raptors two-way player Jontay Porter amid gambling allegations. ESPN first reported the investigation, which it said included Porter's performances in games on January 26th and March 20th. Women's college basketball sensation Caitlin Clark scored 32 points, and number one-seeded Iowa survived one of its worst offensive performances of the season, and they beat eighth-seeded West Virginia 64-54 in a women's NCAA tournament second-round game. It was a tie game late before Iowa turned it on in the end. The Hawkeyes advanced to play fifth-seeded Colorado in Saturday's regional semifinal. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers bounced back from an embarrassing 37-point loss at Miami a day earlier and had no problems with Charlotte, as Tom Merriam reports.
The Cavaliers held on to sole possession of third place in the Eastern Conference by running away from the Hornets 115-92. The teams were tied at 20 after the first quarter, but J.B. Bickerstaff's Cavs outscored Charlotte 31-17 in the second and were never seriously threatened the rest of the way as they snapped a three-game losing streak.
We've had our ups and downs and, you know, tough moments, but you know, you don't sit where we're sitting right now without being able to respond, and I thought our guys did a great job of it.
Jared Allen led Cleveland with 17 points and 14 rebounds. Evan Mobley also scored 17.
Yeah, we had a tough one last night, but had a bounce-back game, and I feel like everyone felt good after this one.
Darius Garland had 15 points and 10 assists. Brandon Miller topped the Hornets' offense with 24 points.
Washington beat Chicago 107-105. Houston over Portland 110-92. San Antonio down Phoenix 104-102. Dante DiVincenzo went off for a franchise record 11 three-pointers for New York, and the Knicks blasted Detroit 124-99. DiVincenzo ended up with a career-best 40 points. Atlanta down 30, rallied to beat Boston 120-118. DeAndre Hunter scored 24, including the clinching three-pointer with 9 seconds left. The Denver Nuggets scored an easy victory over a struggling opponent. Correspondent Bruce Morton has the story.
The Nuggets were in control throughout in a 128-103 decision over Memphis. Michael Malone's guys have won 15 of 17.
That's the way you want to start off a five-game homestand. Very business-like approach, very mature approach. And, you know, we got contributions across the board tonight.
This on a night in which Denver was without injured starters Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon. Nikola Jokic helped himself to 29 points and 11 rebounds, both game highs. Now at 51-21, the Nuggets are atop the Western Conference by one full game over Oklahoma City. The Grizzlies have lost 5 of 6.
Dallas beat Utah 115-105. Brooklyn snapped the six-game losing skid 96-88 over Toronto. It was Indiana blasting the LA Clippers 133-116. And Sacramento had no problems with Philadelphia 108-96. In the NHL, Vegas gave up the tying goal late, but won in overtime 2-1 over St. Louis. Jonathan Marchessault scored 49 seconds into the OT. And Los Angeles dumped Vancouver 3-2. Back to college basketball, the NCAA tournament could be headed toward expansion. The tournament field currently sits at 68. That number could jump to 72 or 76 schools in the coming years. There's a number of key factors at play, including how to divide up the increased number of at-large bids in an expanded field. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.